Now, I have this device on. I didn't want to take my shirt off to show you, but I can tell you it's on. This is a device that not only measures cardiac rhythm, as you saw already, but it also goes well beyond that. This is me now, and you can see the ECG. Below that is the actual heart rate and the trends. To the right of that is the bioconductance. That's the fluid status. Fluid status, that's really important if you're monitoring somebody with heart failure. And below that's temperature and respiration and oxygen, and then the position activity. So this is really striking because this device measures seven things that are very much vital signs for monitoring someone with heart failure. Okay? And why is this important? Well, this is the most expensive bed. What if we could reduce the need for hospital beds? Well, we can. First of all, heart failure is the number one reason for hospital admissions and readmissions in this country. The cost of heart failure is $37 billion a year, which is 80% related to hospitalization. And in the course of 30 days after a hospital stay for a Medicare greater than 65 years or older, is 27% are readmitted in 30 days. And by 6 months, over 56% are readmitted. So can we improve that? Well, the idea is we take this device that I'm wearing and we put it on 600 patients with heart failure randomly assigned versus 600 patients who don't have active monitoring and see whether we can reduce heart failure readmissions. And that's exciting. And we'll start that trial, and you'll hear more about how we're going to do that. But that's a type of wireless device trial that could change medicine in the years ahead.